So for the past few weeks, we've been talking about continuing brotherly love in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 1. I'll read it to you. It says, it's very simple. It says, let brotherly love continue. And we have looked at several ways of how brotherly love should continue. We've had excuse me, our brothers. I think Chad's already done a lesson on that. And I'm going to continue on that. And my topic this time is continuing brotherly love and sincerity. Now, what does it mean to be sincere? Anybody? To mean it? What is it? Not false. Authentic. I'm going to read to you what the dictionary says as far as what sincere means. Free from pretense or deceit. Proceeding from genuine feelings. I looked up some synonyms for the word sincere, and I found about 30 of them. I'm just going to read you 5 of them. It says genuine, honest, unaffected, simple, true. I'll read a few more. Heartfelt, unfeigned. So when we are supposed to show brotherly love, it should be with all of that in mind. A true, sincere love. A love without any pretense. A love that's genuine, that's heartfelt. A love that comes from within. Not just on the surface, but something you feel deep inside of you. Have you ever felt something, a sincere whatever? Where do you get that feeling from? Where does it come? From deep within. Great example. Those of you, your parents, when you love your child, where does it come from? Deep inside. One of the purest, most sincere forms of love that you can have. And that's how we are supposed to be with each other. Treat each other with sincere love, with honesty, genuine, really meaning it. Think about it. Most of us here have known each other for what, years? Some of you have grown up together. Some of you have known people here who have died. I want you to ask yourself, how many of you have felt that sincere love towards everybody here? Not just towards some of us. We have a tendency to group together. If you think about it, it happens. Happens out in the world, happens in here, happens at work, happens at school, happens everywhere. Everybody tends to group with whoever they feel most comfortable with, most common, things you have in common together. It just naturally happens. But we are told to have sincere love towards who? Everyone. I want you to think about it. Everybody that's here, do you know everybody's name that is currently here? Do you know where they live? Do you know their birthdays? Do you know their family members? That's the type of sincere love that's the type of thing you would have or know if you had a sincere love towards everybody. Just think about it. Who do we normally tend to show our sincere love towards? Our family, right? How many of you here know when your parents' birthdays are? Probably most people. How about your wives? Husbands, I hope you better know this. Your children. Things like that is because you show interest in them, because they are the people you hang out with the most. They are the people you show your most sincere love. But we're commanded to show sincere love towards everybody. A love that's pure, that's genuine, a love that does not expect anything in return, but does it just for the sake of doing it. One of the greatest examples that we have, which we use quite often because it is the greatest example, is who? Jesus. The purest form of love he ever had towards us, he did so many things for us. From preaching the word, to healing people, to dying on the cross for us. One of the purest forms, one of the sincerest forms of love that he showed. But there's so many other things he did. And one of the ones I like to focus on sometimes, I like to remember, and really kind of humbles you, is what is one of the things he did for his disciples that took many by surprise? Do you remember? He washed their feet. Now, that's not a common practice we have nowadays here. Why? Why is it not something when you have somebody over to the house, you're like, hey, take a seat, let me wash your feet. That's something to do. Why was it done back then? They wore sandals. How were their roads? It was dirt roads. They didn't have really paved roads. They didn't have what we have nowadays. Their feet were, most of the time, what? Very dirty. Very gross. So when you had somebody over, you would normally wash their feet. That was something that was done as a guest. You did for your guest, somebody to show sign of respect, sign that you are welcome in my home. Now, how do we as people see feet nowadays? Kind of gross, right? You know, they stink. Nobody likes to touch them. I mean, wives, how many of you have ever given your husband a foot massage? You do it, sometimes reluctantly, but you do it because you love them, right? But that's probably as far as it goes. Have you ever given a stranger a foot massage, unless you're a masseuse? Probably not. Have you ever invited somebody home, like, hey, let me wash your feet. Let me massage your feet. It'd be kind of weird. That's the way you see it. But now I want you to imagine Christ. God in flesh, he himself took the initiative to wash the feet of his disciples. Think about that for a second. Really and truly think about that. God himself in flesh was washing probably the dirtiest part of another person's body, their feet. Who knows what they walked through, how terrible their feet must have been, probably smelled, I don't know. But he took it upon himself to do what? Wash their feet. Showing himself, showing a true and sincere love. Nobody prompted him to do it. Nobody forced him to do it. He did it on his own. His own free will. And that's the type of sincere love that we should have as Christians. That's the type of sincere love that we should show towards each other. But I sometimes feel like we don't really show it. Or maybe we show it just on the surface. We are very friendly towards each other when we're here. Are we not? I hope so, yeah. But it should go more, it should be deeper than that, than just, hey, how are you doing? Good to see you again. So, talk to you next week. Talk to you Wednesday or Sunday. I want you to ask yourself, to me, one of the purest forms to show a sincere love towards somebody is inviting somebody over to your home. And why do I say that? Because for many people, your home is your safe space. Your home is your sacred place where who is usually at your home? Who lives there? Your family, your children, your wife. That's where you're the most vulnerable at, is your home. And to invite somebody into your home, to make them part of that, even if it's for a moment, it takes a real form, a real pure form of sincere love. You are welcome here. You're part of my family while you're here. When's the last time you had another member of the church over at your house? When's the last time you shared a meal? You don't even have to share a meal. Last time just to hang out. Let's talk. Have some coffee. Whatever. And sometimes I feel like we lack in that. I'm not saying you have to go do that, you know. There's many ways to show somebody that you truly care for them. But we're told to be sincere in our love. A genuine, heartfelt love that does not expect anything in return, but is done simply because we care. Simply because we love. And that's what sometimes I feel like we miss out on. And one other thing real quick, because I'm pretty much out of time. There's a lot that can be said about this. There's many ways to show love towards somebody, a sincere love, brotherly love. Another one that we sometimes lack in doing, I feel like, or have trouble doing is having a sincere conversation. Especially when it's over something important. It's hard for us to do that because we feel like we might offend somebody or we might be out of our comfort zone. But sometimes it's very necessary to have sincere conversations, especially whenever we're doing something wrong. I, as a person and as a Christian, if you see me doing something wrong, I would hope you tell me. Because that's a pure form of sincere love you're showing towards me. You do it because you care. Parents, why do you punish your children? Do you do it out of joy and fun? No. Hopefully you don't. Most parents, we do it because we care for our children. That's why you do it. They don't understand. And most people don't get it until you have your own children. And so if I, as a Christian, am lacking in something, failing in something, a sincere conversation goes a long way. A sincere conversation can change my attitude. A sincere conversation can save a soul. And a lot of times, I feel like we don't have sincere conversations when we need to. Because I don't want somebody to be mad at me. Or it's very uncomfortable. But sincere love is a love that's pure. It's a love that does what needs to be done. And it's a love that's unselfish. It's not about you. It's about the other person. So, we must continue our brotherly love in sincerity at all times, always. Because if we can't be sincere with each other, then who can? Who will? The world is bad enough as it is. The people you see around here right now, they are your family. We always say the church is a family, and it's true, it is. And it should be a family that can be sincere in everything we do. We always want to leave with an invitation for those that need it. We always say for brethren that may have fallen away or having trouble, or those that aren't part of the church, we always invite you. But I want to say this. Everything that was done for us, everything that Christ did for us, that God did for us, was done out of sincere love. Pure, unadulterated, 100% love. So think about that while we stand and we sing.